4 and 12?
Number 4 is from the Interim Director of Department of Health and Human Services requesting authorization to abolish one executive director, two associate director clinic operation position, one quality improvement and risk coordinator position, and one executive director, two associate hospital administrator, two mental health complex position. Upon vacancy, create one associate hospital administrator clinical compliance position, one director of quality and organizational improvement position, and one policy and procedure coordinator position in behavioral health division. This is also going to be referred to the Department of Personnel and went to DAS and Human Resources. You do have a updated, revised copy of everything on your next to your computers there that were handed out prior to this.
Before we begin, the revision is extremely different from the original. What are the changes that have been made from the revised version, or from the original version to the revised version? Ms. Bryant, if you can address that question before we proceed. Wait a minute, no. What's the difference between...
There's four right here.
Yeah, between the revised version and the original version.
Mr. Chairman, Supervisors, I'm Alex Kutz. I'm the DHHS budget manager, and if I don't have the old report, but what my understanding is the pay ranges were incorrect in the original resolution that was sent because HR had recommended different pay ranges than was originally requested by the department. So DAS had to update their fiscal note based on the new recommended HR pay ranges and the resolution. So what changed was the pay ranges and the fiscal note based on the new pay ranges recommended by the Human Resources Department.
So for subsequent years, we'll have a savings of $20,000?
Correct.
As opposed to an increase of $936?
Correct.
Okay. Let's look in. Okay. Thank you for answering that question. Please introduce yourselves.
Ms. Paula Lucy, the Administrator of the Behavioral Health Division. Supervisors and Chair, this is a request for myself to do some reorganization. We had a vacant position, and I wanted to also do some moving around to create an Office of Clinical Compliance. This is a common office that hospitals have, and given the complexity of the Behavioral Health Division, I feel that gives us some opportunity to have some focus and some a dedicated team to look at our various compliance issues. We are all anxiously awaiting our opportunity to become Joint Commission certified. We have 8 different state licenses. We have many opportunities and many regulations in which to operate. And I believe this gives us an opportunity to give this in a focused, centralized way and create some experts in these areas. So I appreciate your review of the situation.
Okay, Supervisor Mayo.
Is anyone in these positions right now?
Two people are in the positions that are noted as when vacant. Those positions will be abolished.
When vacant?
Right. We'll create the new position, move them to their new position, and then their old position will be abolished.
So this is a reclass for those two individuals?
Yes. But if I might, Supervisor, it's a real change in some of them. For them, it's for one, it's really a chattel change, and the other one, it's a change in duties.
Supervisor DeBruin?
Move approval, Mr. Chair.
Okay. Supervisor DeBruin moves approval. Now, Ms. Lucy, for clarity, I was under the impression that the change would allow for, I guess, your organization some more, expertise. Or
yes.
Ability to gain some more expertise.
Yes.
And as well as broaden the scope for, the responsibilities of these positions.
Yes.
Now, with that said, if I'm requesting more experienced or more educated, and for lack of a better word, workforce, how does the salary get reduced $20,000? Overall,
I can only say that was the assessment of human resources based on the job descriptions.
Okay. And looking at the descriptions, you have on the original version, it's one FTE associate hospital administrator clinical compliance.
Right.
On the revised version, it's one FTE, executive director, two associated director, clinical compliance. What's the difference?
Mr. Chairman and Supervisors, on the original request, we did request the pay range that would be in the Executive Director 2 pay range, except we didn't title it with the Executive Director 2 in front of it, so mm-hmm. there is actually no, that one's the least changed of the three positions that we requested.
Okay. And the next on the original is Director of Quality and Organizational Improvement.
Right.
And on the revised version, it's Quality Improvement Coordinator, Clinical Compliance. What's the difference in those positions?
We originally requested it at a 35M, and the new, they approved it at a 20MM, so the difference is significant in pay range.
Okay. So the expectations for that position are the same. The pay range is different.
Correct. HR did, and I'm only speaking from what I understand HR does in this. I'm not a representative of HR, but they do their assessment of the position description mm-hmm. and assign it to the pay range that they feel is appropriate given the duties on the position description that we wrote mm-hmm. from the department.
And then the final change is policy and procedure coordinator, and on the revised version, it's a policy and procedure coordinator, clinical compliance.
And we had originally requested that to be 33M, and it came back as a 30M.
Is that because of the title change or the responsibilities of the position?
The same reason, the assessment of the position description.
It's also my understanding that they look at comparable positions within the county.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. 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 I'm always questioning revisions that are sitting here waiting for us, as opposed to us having an opportunity to look at them at least 20 minutes before we come in to the meeting. So
yeah, it's my fault. I could have given them to you, but I thought mm-hmm. you guys were going to be so confused because this is about the third or fourth time some of this information has changed.
Yeah, yeah, and I'm not putting any of the...
but I could have had these
in
your
mailboxes. We had agenda setting last week, so these could have been to the body prior to that instead of a last minute put on our staff and then down her rush to try to get this information to us. Thank you very much. On the motion by Supervisor DeBruin.
On the approval, Supervisor DeBruin?
Aye.
Mayo?
Aye.
Schmidt?
Aye.
Johnson?
Excuse for the rest of the day.
Thank you. Roma West?
Aye.
And Mr. Chair?
Aye.
Motion approved, 5-0.
Thank you.
Thank you, and I hope many of you will come to our women's treatment opening on December 19th.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.